All right, welcome members. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam. I'm back again. Yes, I am. It's Thursday, the 2nd of January, 2020, and always so much to cover, in fact, that I need to plug in and go over a little bit more, sort of a continuation from last night's show. And I said that last year that I'd be plugging in and going deeper for members and doing more of these, and it's a unique opportunity for me to sit down here in the quiet and go over what I'm thinking and get that out there to our members. Thanks to the members, as always, for plugging in and being on board with us here as we sail through our lives and try and work out what's going on. But it's always great to be here, so welcome, and we're ready to rock and roll. You know, it's great doing the podcast with all my guests, and that will continue into the new year of 2020 as well. But it's also great to come up here and go over what I want to and speak my mind as well, because the guests have their own opinions and their own agendas and their own research and everything like that. But this gives me a chance to just pour through all the information that's coming out, and I try to not keep things too complicated, because it's just so much. So I feel like it's a good idea to just go over things, just bits and pieces. It's good because I know the members of the Kraz Files are in there for a reason, and they enjoy what they're hearing, and they're on board and they understand. So that's the important thing. That's why I created the members after all of these years. That's why I did it, because the website's still predominantly free and it's up there for everybody. But the idea is to bring a certain amount of, certain people. You know, there's been sometimes 10,000 people or more on my website in a day, so that's quite a lot. You know, sometimes there's more depending on how information goes out there, how it's picked up. I don't know, but sometimes there's a lot of hits on that website in one day, you know, and I might not get one member out of thousands of people. So it really is just here and there, just getting people in who appreciate what I'm doing here and appreciate what we're talking about, and want to see the site, they want to see it continue to run as we pass through these years. So it's important. So it's just for certain people that like this information. So that's really, really fantastic. So welcome. Great to have you on board. Good to be here. Just today had another new member log in to the website, which is fantastic, and left a comment here just saying hi to everyone, and they're very excited to have stumbled across my website and this platform as well. So they were researching the United Nations Agenda 2030 information over on DuckDuckGoGo, and having a look around in regards to the fires in Australia. What I went over last night in the bushfires, and how this is all carefully orchestrated. This is an attack on Australia. These are not natural bushfires. This is not the sun getting us back. This is not the sun burning the trees and burning these houses, okay? This is an orchestrated attack on this country to implement a global warming new religion this way. So this new member, Silver Shadow, great to have you on board, just saying that they were looking for this kind of research online, trying to find out if anyone's talking about these fires and what's happening in Australia. They kind of felt like a paranoid person there, and I understand. And they came across this website and became a member, because if you're looking at this kind of specific information that I'm putting out online, you might find that the Crass Files website, which is great. So great to get these members on board. And as I said, with these members podcasts, we can dig a little bit deeper and go down and see what's going on. Is very, very important. So I thought that I would just continue on from last night, because there's always so much to cover with this information. And as I said before, there's so much information. I don't want to get too technical and too deep and too lost, because there's always so much to cover. But incredible conditions in Australia, incredible conditions like I've never seen in my life. I don't know anyone who has ever seen anything like this. It really is, as I said, like the War of the Worlds. It's like the sky's opening up and these lightning bolts are coming down and just blowing everything to bits. It's like some science fiction movie. And most people have their heads in the sand like, ostriches, in the belief that this is global warming. Nature's getting us back because we didn't buy into global warming quick enough, and now it's time to pay. This is the attitude among most Australians, which is absolutely unbelievable. I can't believe people can be so uneducated. I mean, any person can put their head out the window and look at what's happening with these fires and see that that is not bloody normal. It isn't normal. I mean, come on. There's no way. I mean, I went over this before. We've had fires in this country, but they're always in areas. And you can go, half a decade or even a decade. I don't know when it is. You know, we've had some of the famous fires like Ash Wednesday and some of these where there was, property lost and life lost, and they're terrible. You know, some summers in Australia, you go from summer to summer and it's quite wet and it's not too bad and you don't hear too much about it. Sometimes fires break out in different parts of the country and you do get a loss of property and life, and it's sad. But you never get anything like this. As I said, this is like some science fiction movie where the heavens have opened up and we're all under attack. And I can't believe that the average person out there isn't looking at this and going, what the hell is going on? This is not normal. This is absolutely crazy. There's no way the sun is burning through the trees and just blowing everything up like this. That's absolutely insane, because it's global warming. That doesn't make any sense. This is absolute nonsense what they're saying. This is crazy. And now in the media, they're all like mentioning these lightning bolts are starting these new fires. Oh well, no worries. There's just these terrible fires down the south coast now, and there's just lightning bolts hitting the ground and they're starting the fires, so just deal with it. It's unbelievable that people are swallowing this. I mean, this is an absolute assault on this country. Okay, so tonight we're going to go over this a little bit and try and get in, try to understand why this is happening. And it's going to require a little bit of sort of a dryness, or what would I say? You have to be a little bit tougher when you go over this information, because I've been reading reports where there's 17 or something people missing. There's people missing. The firefighters, they just haven't been able to get into some of these badly burnt areas to really look at the situation and who's missing or what's going on, because you've got down there a situation on the south coast right now where people are panicking, and they're stuck. And I've been down to these areas. They're just little coastal towns, and the highway goes down and it goes through these places, some of them, although the highway will bypass some of these places now, which hurts the tourism industry there. But they're small ports and fishing towns and little communities where people go on holidays throughout the year, and they're very popular at Christmas. It's beautiful on the south coast of New South Wales, of course. And you've got these areas down there with this situation going on, and there's a general panic happening, and there's the petrol stations down there are running out of fuel. And people are lined up trying to get out on the freeway. They're closed. There's backups. And these little towns, they can't handle that. They can't handle that on normal Christmas periods or holiday vacation times, because you get these little towns and there's traffic lights and there's a lot of roundabouts and they get clogged up. And so you can imagine trying to get out of there. But it shows you just think, my God, okay, there's fires and this is a devastating situation. But you can see that it's just collapsed. And I am looking at pictures down there. People are taking taking pictures at 9 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and it just looks like midnight. It's just black, and then you're seeing these horrifying images of this blood red atmosphere with these fires burning down there. It's really crazy. I think they've brought the Navy ships in to try and evacuate people who are stuck on beaches and all of this. And so, as I said, there's this mad panic to get out of there, and it really is a kind of grim reminder. If something were to really seriously happen, you know, in this country, you can see what happens, don't you? You know, when the lights go out or something bad happens, if there's a catastrophe or a natural disaster or whatever it may be, a million and one things, the stores run out, the petrol runs out, the water runs out, and people start to panic. And, you know, that's kind of, that's maybe what all, I always say, what all these zombie movies are about, and the Day of the Dead and the Dawn of the Dead and the Walking Dead and all this. They just use zombies as this kind of metaphor, as this kind of image, but it really is about survival. And, you know, if civilization were to crash in any number of ways, people would panic and they would start to consume each other through that panic. So they're kind of mocking you through these shows as well. They're showing you what could happen, but this is an absolute disaster. It's a catastrophe in this country happening right now. It really is sad to see. So a lot of panic there and people not thinking clearly, I understand, and just trying to get out away from these mega fires. And it really is like entering hell. It's like hell on earth there. The fires are so extreme, burning with such intensity and just so fast and just so vicious. It's absolutely incredible. I just looked at a article today about the Prime Minister. Now, this Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, ScoMo they call him, Scott Morrison, has been slammed for inappropriate comments during the bushfires. And this has been going on for a while, hasn't it? I mean, the guy went on holiday with his family when these fires kind of were getting out of control in New South Wales, and he went on a holiday to Hawaii, I think, and everybody's upset about it, but they're upset at him, but they don't understand the bigger picture. And that's why we need to kind of put our emotions aside tonight and look at these things for what they are. It's like when these FBI guys or whatever, or you see these movies where they're hunting serial killers. In order to catch a serial killer, you've got to think like them, and that's what some of these guys do. They go undercover almost, and they become a serial killer to think like them so they can outsmart them and catch them before they commit any more murders. And it's like people need to start thinking like that, because they're so devastated and so upset that people like Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister, doesn't care about these communities and these fires, you know. And it's like, why would he? He doesn't care. The guy is an actor. People really need to understand this. This person is not a Prime Minister. What does that mean? The guy's an actor. He doesn't run anything. Big industry. This country is just part of a corporation. That's it. We've gone through it with Corey. We've talked about this many times. There is no politicians. These people are just actors. You know, it's like a chess game. They just put them here, they put them there. One day this guy's a health minister, the next moment he's a transport and roads minister, and then the next moment he's a foreign minister, and next moment he's this and he's that. We've had so many prime ministers over the last couple of years. We've had like so many, and they're just different characters. It's all a play, it's all a game. They just prop them up there. This guy doesn't give two stuffs about this country and anyone in it, all these fires. He doesn't care, because he's got a job to do and he just does it. Who cares? And so people are upset about this man, because he just doesn't seem to be showing any emotional responses to these fires. He's smiling, he doesn't seem to care, and everyone's just getting burnt. Our whole country's under attack, and our own Prime Minister is not out there fighting the fires with the firefighters. He's not out there with his hands dirty. There's no emotion from this empty vessel. It's just and so people are getting upset about that, but you can't get upset about it. You've got to put your emotions aside. You've got to look at this person as a sterile cold monster. These people have no feelings, they have no empathy, they do not care. Okay, because what's going on here, and what we'll get into a little bit tonight, is a business plan. It's a business model. The business model is Agenda 2030. And the part of that Agenda 2030, or a huge chunk of Agenda 2030, is global warming, the global warming scam. if they can't get global warming in, then how are they going to get this whole agenda 2030? And because it's all built around global warming, because that's how they're going to bring in all their taxes. That's how they're going to shape our futures through the environment around us. That's how they do it. And so this guy's just a stooge. He's doing a job. That's all. He's part of a company. He's a company employee who's doing his job. And then he'll retire. He'll get paid out until he gets shoveled into his ridiculous grave. And then we'll be done with him. But what do you think? What do you think? You're going to rock up in the next 2 years to the federal elections and you're going to get anyone better? Is that what people think? You know, you're gonna go to the next federal elections and you're gonna vote in the Labor guy, and he's gonna be any different? Vince Albanese, is that his name? Have you seen this clown? It's unbelievable. And round it goes, the vicious circle. They're not happy with the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, now, because he doesn't have any empathy. So in the next couple of years, they're going to all rock up to the elections. They're going to go vote another bozo in, and then they're not going to be happy with him. And then it's 20 years later and nothing's changed, because it's all part of the game. It's part of the con. It's a massive distraction. People have to understand these people run nothing, okay? They're just implementing plans. They're just doing what they're told to do. That's how it all runs. That's how the system runs. We're all part of this big corporation. Australia is just part of the corporation. That's all it is. It's like Corey said, it's like a big Walmart store, and there's all the countries in there. We're at the back. There you go. But anyway, so this joker clown Scott Morrison has he's meeting the Australian cricket team, you see, because the cricket team's going to play, and there's some big cricket matches coming up with New Zealand. See, the fires don't matter. What matters is sports. See, they're already trying to distract you away from the fires with the sports as well. So several states across Australia are also battling fires. Keep in mind, I mean, New South Wales is probably, I would say, the worst, and Victoria is absolutely terrible as well. So the Prime Minister has sparked some outrage here in regards to the cricket match that's going on here. This is just from the mainstream media news, so there's too much to go through, and I don't want to go through it, and I don't even want to look at this guy's miserable face. He's just another actor in the game of life, you know. You can see him up there. He's chuckling away. He's smiling. He's not down there helping these families and to rebuild these communities. He's not down there offering any help. He doesn't care. And you can see it in his face. He doesn't care. But people believe in their politicians. They believe in their government. They believe that their government run things. And they believe deeply that their government, no matter how bad things get, will respond and will work to protect them, because they can't believe that the government wouldn't care. It devastates them. And so if the people listening to this, along with myself, understand that that's not the case, then we're getting there. Okay, so we need to shake off all the shock and all the shackles and understand that these people don't care, they're actors. And then you just move on from there. You know, because there's so many people who believe in government. They believe in their governments, and they believe their governments will step in and help. But these people who are being burnt to death down on the south coast of New South Wales now and losing everything, they're not getting any help. They're getting burnt, and a lot of people have just got to run. I've seen footage of it today where people are just like, filming the bush out the back of their balconies, and it's just wall-to-wall flames, and they're just running away. What are the firefighters going to do? You've got no help. You've got to get out. You've got to drop everything, and you've got to run. And these clowns in the government, they're not going to be there for you. They don't care about you, because these fires are all part of a plan, and the plan is to implement Agenda 21 and get everybody to buy into global warming and get all that in. That's what I've been talking about. So it's important for people to understand out there, the fires are just paving the way for a business model. That's all it is. They don't care about the loss of life. That's collateral damage. The people behind this don't care about that. They don't care about bush and forest. They don't care about animals. They don't care about people's properties and bricks and mortar and timber. They don't care about communities and shops and burning. They don't care about that. They don't give a stuff about that. That's just stuff that's going to make way for the new business model. Okay, so people have to see it like that. That's what's happening in this country. You know, it's, as I've been saying, and I said on last night's podcast, it's 2020 now. It's only barely 10 years to 2030, and they need to get this through. They're constantly having their meetings about it. They're constantly talking about it. It's been built up and built up, but not a lot of people are buying global warming. I don't know what's happening in all these different countries. Maybe some people aren't playing ball. I don't know how it works, but all I know is that I think now it's time to enforce global warming and Agenda 21 and start making it happen. And it doesn't matter if you believe in it, it doesn't matter if you're on the fence, and it doesn't matter if you're a skeptic, you will succumb to the new global warming religion because it's coming and there's nothing you can do to stop it, and especially now. And many Australians who didn't buy into global warming or weren't sure before, well, they are now. They are now, because it's been the decision's been made up for you through these fires. And I said in the last podcast, I've been speaking to people, and they all think that these fires are because of global warming. And I'm saying, you're not thinking. It's the same thing. It's like a magic trick. It's the same thing with 9/11. When 9/11 happened, I was watching and recording it all day. I recorded it all, and I was watching it, and they were telling you, terrorists, buildings coming down, the terrorists, Osama bin Laden, the Arabs, they came, they attacked America, the buildings are falling down. They were telling you in subtitles the whole day. And it didn't matter what media channel you watched, all of them reported the same things, just like they're doing now in Australia with the fires. They all reported the same way on 9/11. The terrorists did it, the buildings are coming down, the planes crashed into the buildings, the terrorists did it. And so it was telling you, people were being programmed, and that's what they believed. And, you know, I remember around that time when they wanted Australia to get into Iraq, we were taken into this American war through John Howard, our former Prime Minister, and the Brits were taken into this war through Tony Blair. So there's three central characters here that I pinpoint. Former Prime Minister John Howard, former Prime Minister of the UK over there, Tony Blair, and George W. Bush. These three people need to be strung up by their balls. These people are war criminals, and nothing's happened to them. They're living in the lap of luxury. John Howard walks around Sydney Harbour, I'm sure, with everybody patting him on the back, saying, "We love you, Johnny." And the funny thing was, there at that time, and we've talked about it a lot, is that, people in this country were very suspicious about going into these wars. And I'm not saying we weren't there. Of course, there was probably troops over there and Australian personnel over there and Americans over there. They were already there because it was already planned. So they were readying things. But Australians didn't want to go into these Middle Eastern wars and get Saddam Hussein and take down Afghanistan and all of this stuff. They didn't want to go in before that. You know, there was a lot of problems there, you know. They couldn't get the Australian people on side. But then there was the Bali bombings, wasn't there? The staged Bali bombings. So they used nuclear weapons. I think in my book over there in the Bali bombings, they killed all those people. If it happened, I guess it did. And then, of course, 9/11 and all of this. So it's problem, reaction, solution. That's what they've done. And they stick to this perfect plan. It always works. They create a problem. The people react and they offer the solution. So 9/11 was just a huge one. And, George Bush got up there, as I said, in his fighter pilot outfit, and he said, go get the Arabs, and everybody was on side, go and kill them. They bombed our buildings, they attacked us, let's go and get them. It's the mob mentality. It's like starting a big fight at a big football game, you know. It's like that, all the mob, it's like one mindset, it's like a hive mind, all get on board and they just attack. And nobody was thinking correctly, and that's what's happening with these fires. They're not stopping and critically thinking. They're just doing what the media tell them. And they can see that these politicians are all laughing It's just unbelievable. Our Prime Minister is laughing today in the media. He's laughing. And he's more concerned with the cricket than helping these poor people who are being burned out there. So it's unbelievable. It really shows you that these people don't care. But it shows you as well, you know, I use 9/11 as a reference because it's so important. It just shows you what they can do. They have an event, the media just get on it, and they just manipulate it in that way to get everybody on side. And that's what they've always done. I mean, look at the Port Arthur shootings in Tasmania. It was done to take our guns. And now they've just done it in New Zealand with the New Zealand shootings in Christchurch. Another false flag event. They take the guns. They disarm everybody so you have no way of protecting yourself. And it's, you have to understand, it's not just this. It's incremental. And these people are patient. It happens over a long time. So, you know, the disarming and the breaking down, it just, you know, and people aren't seeing it. And it's really fascinating to me. And so they're not, I've got these idiot clowns on Facebook who are crapping on about the fires and global warming, and none of them see the bigger picture here. They don't understand because they're looking at the fires. It's not about the fires. The fires are just the programmed problem, you know. And so, you know, it's not about the problem or the reaction. It's about the solution that they're going to bring in. And the solution is through climate change and all the new agenda that's going to be coming into this country. And as I told you last night, this country is a test case. We're a role model for the world. They bring it in here. We've always been tested on. Even when I was a kid, I used to say to my friends, we're like a test here. You know, we're, it's like they're testing on us in this country. You know, it's a really weird island. It's a dark paradise in Australia, and we've always been a test case. These politicians and these prime ministers, they're fake. They're actors. They don't run anything. We are owned. And that's what people need to understand. Now, how the hell we get out of this, I don't know. We've been doing podcasts about this as an individual, as a truther. How do you get out of this? And we've been talking to Corey about that. I'm sure all the listeners have heard that. And he's kind of saying, well, you have to just sort of identify with these people. You have to sort of respect them and look at what they've done. And we have to find a way to survive and just use the system to our best advantage, because there isn't any way of changing it, and there isn't any way out, because it's too deep, it's too embedded, it's too massive. And the only way really that we could get any change in this country is if we have every single person in this country stand up and say we've had enough and take their country back. Then that would be like a mass civil disobedience and unrest. But that's never going to happen. It's never going to happen in this country. And if it does happen, it won't happen in my lifetime, because we're just not there yet and we're not ready. People are too passive. And they just keep taking it. And people are going to be so devastated and so exhausted and so bogged down under the mud after these fires. And I don't even know when they'll be able to put these fires out. What are they going to do? How much fight do we have left anyway? We live in a completely controlled situation here. You know, it's an open-air prison. It's a prison for our minds. And I think the key for me now is awareness. If what Corey was saying on the last podcast, if what we were talking about as a truther, just kind of using the system to your best advantage, living within your means, trying to be comfortable in the system and navigating through the system. It's like being out on a stormy sea when there's a bad storm and you're in a little life raft. You've got to try and stay alive, and you've got to try and manage the waves, and you've got to try and get through the storm, but you can't stop the storm personally, and you can't make it go away. The storm will go away when it wants to. So it's kind of like that to me. And then I think of that, and I think, well, that's really like, if we were to accept as human beings that this system, we can't change it, and that it dominates us, and we have to stay in this system, then we need to find ways that we can be more comfortable and kind of get around and sneak around corners and live in it. That's all fine. But that kind of reminds me of Stockholm Syndrome. Because it makes me think of Stockholm Syndrome, you know, with the capture bonding situation where the people who, you know, who are prisoners, they bond with their captors, because it's like this human survival mechanism going on, and they form these kind of weird, twisted relationships with them. You can look up Stockholm Syndrome, and it makes me think, well, that's that, isn't it? Because what do we do as human beings when we realize, when we come to the point that we can't beat the system and we can't really get a way out? How do we keep living and how do we thrive as best we can, ourselves and with our families? What do we do in this situation? Because this new way of living, this new complete different life, this new Agenda 21-2030 system is coming down the lines now. And they've made it like that. There's no way out. I can't see any way out, because after these bushfires, as I've said, when these bushfires start to die down, I don't know how long that's going to take, and we start to get into winter here, and maybe they're going to flood all the, they're going to flood us with rains, as Robert Deutsch said on one of the last podcasts, they're going to flood us with rains, and they're going to wash away any evidence of directed energy weapons or whatever it may be, and all this, you know, this kind of metal dust that they're spraying to make the fires explode, you know. They'll wash all that away. Everyone will go back to their TV sets and their general lives and will forget about these fires that happened. And then all the new laws and restrictions and ideas and everything to do around this. I mean, Australia, we live in a nanny state. Anyone who lives in Australia knows that we live in a nanny state that is absolutely saturated and wrapped up beyond belief with red tape. That's what we call it, red tape. So in Australia, we are completely, completely controlled. And we are wrapped up with red tape. And we're like one of the highest tax countries in the world. We have all these ridiculous rules and regulations. And we live under a nanny state. And imagine when this comes in. Try to imagine this for a second, when all these new laws start getting passed through and coming down to the average person. How intense this is going to be and how many there are going to be. I mean, anyone out there listening to this could probably start thinking of all the different things that are going to happen, you know. And this is all about control. That's what it is. Global warming is just, look at it. If anyone tries to challenge you on global warming, just, you know, try to look at it as a business model. That's all it is. It's a business model. It's a business model that's been come up with by very rich people, by big corporations, to make more money and to control our lives more and to control countries. So that's what it's all about. It's about complete, absolute 100% control. And that's what's going to happen. So it's about them wanting to know what you're doing 24/7. They don't want you living off the grid. That's not going to happen anymore. I don't know who's going to be able to live out on properties anymore and away from the big city areas, you know. We can already see what's happening in Sydney. They're really building for Sydney's future because they're getting ready to have a lot larger populations around the big cities. Maybe if you're in bigger country towns, you might be able to survive somehow, but they're going to just have so many rules and so many regulations and so much red tape and so much taxes and charges and things you've got to sign and things you've got to do. Most people will probably just come back around the cities and live there until the day that they die, because it's just going to be easier. I guess for the big food growing areas, there'll be just big companies that will run all that. But as for all the smaller family places and who grow things or grow cattle or graze cattle or whatever and all businesses, I don't know if that will exist anymore. I don't know what that's going to do to tourism. But I know the Agenda 2030 agenda wants people off the land and they don't want to be self-sufficient. So they want to know everything that you do. If you have a property, they want to make it so hard for you that you just can't live there anymore and you just pack up and go. And as I said on the last podcast, I know people who live on properties and it says that the councils are so corrupt and they've always got to jump through hoops to do anything, yet these big developers come in and just bulldoze everything and do what they want because it's all about money. And if you don't have money, then you don't have a seat at the table. And you know, I just think personally, I think it's going to be harder now after these fires for anybody to live out there on the land, especially along these areas that have been burnt. And the rest being maybe protected or national park areas, you can't live there. And so where are people going to move to? What's going to happen? And plus the psychology part of it, I mean, people are going to be absolutely shocked. People, you know, Australian people are very good people and they have big hearts and they believe you know, in our government and everything because in large ways they're gullible. But they're good people and they have big hearts. And I think this is going to really shattered people. They're really shattered now. This is a horrific thing, you know, that's happened in this country. And I wonder where people are going to start going, because a lot of these towns are just burning now. There's buildings on fire. There's streets on fire. There's just chaos. It's hell on earth in some of these little communities. And how are they going to rebuild here? Are the government going to give them money to rebuild? How are they going to rebuild these communities down on these places that rely on tourism? Australia is a big country, man. Outside the cities, you get a lot of these beautiful places and beaches and all the way up and down the coast. But people there rely on tourism mostly to bring in money to keep the towns running. What's going to happen to these places? Are they, you know, and we have done a lot of conversations on this podcast about the railway networks, the high speed rail networks that seem to be linking in. They're going to be put in around Australia. We'll see if that happens. We'll all keep our eyes on that. Are they going to start implementing these high-speed rail systems and smart cities around the country? You know, that's an interesting concept as well. But as for the communities, I don't know where they're going to go after these fires. This is devastating. They've just been, there's just nothing left. It's all been burnt. It's really horrible. And you have the Prime Minister here smiling. So as I said, it's very important for people to understand this is a business model. This is a business model. And when is big business? Think about this. Ask yourself this question. When have big companies, oil companies or fracking companies or whatever it is, whatever they're extracting from the planet, when have they ever cared about communities? When have they ever cared about life or trees or koalas? They don't care because they've got money to make. There's people backing them. And it just goes down the line, and nature's in the way, and they will take what they need. Big industry have never cared about the earth at all. And, you know, that's always been that way. Always been that way. Let me see if I can play a little comment here, which I think I saved. Give me a listen. I mean, see if people what they think of this. I think it's pretty amazing. Give me a look. Hang on a sec. Looking at what these big corporations do to our planet, they do to Mother Earth, when you have a look at it today, and how they only care about money and greed for themselves, and just how they can make more money, you get an understanding of the bigger picture and what's happening, that these people have no empathy. They don't care. You know, they don't care about these communities and forests. They're just in the way of a business model, a business plan. And it takes me back to something I played a long, long time ago, because I have many podcasts I haven't uploaded on my website, but this was a video I saved from YouTube, and I'll play it. It's about 6 minutes, but I think it's worth playing. And it's Chief Seattle, the great American Indian tribes there. He's replied to government offer to purchase the remaining Salish lands. And so a comment here is this, this speech is so relevant today. Than it was even back then, when it was delivered by Chief Seattle in 1852. And it's a very soulful thing, I think. I think it's amazing, these Native American Indians that were living up there on that land, and what happened to them. I think that this is a really incredible speech about our earth and what's going on. So I'll play it now. Have a listen, see what you think.
Wakonda Ladan Wapatha Atohi. The great chief in Washington sends word that he wishes to buy our land. He asks much of us, but it will not be easy, for this land is sacred to us. How can you buy or sell the sky, the rain, and the wind? That idea is strange to us. If we do not own the freshness of the air and the sparkle of the water, how can you buy them? Every part of this earth is sacred to my people. Every sandy shore, shining pine needle, every mist in the dark woods, every clearing and humming insect is holy in the memory and experience of my people. I know the sap that courses through the trees, as I know the blood that flows in my own veins. The shining water that moves in the streams and rivers is not just water, but the blood of our grandfathers' grandfathers. The air is precious. It shares its spirit with all the life it supports. The wind that gave me my first breath will receive my last sigh. We are part of the earth, and it is part of us. The rocky crests, the meadows, the ponies, all belong to the same family. The perfumed flowers are our sisters. The bear, the deer, the great eagle, these are our brothers. The water's murmur is the voice of your great-great-grandmother. Each ghostly reflection in the clear waters of the lake tells of memories in the life of our people. The rivers are our brothers. They quench our thirst, they carry our canoes, and feed our children. You must give to the rivers the kindness you would give to any brother. Man did not weave the web of life. He is merely a strand in it. Whatever he does to the web, he does to himself. The destiny of your people is a mystery to us. We know that the white man does not understand our ways. One portion of the land is the same to him as the next, for he is a stranger who comes in the night and takes from the land whatever he needs. The earth is not his brother, but his enemy, and when he has conquered it, he moves on. He leaves his father's grave behind and he does not care. He kidnaps the earth from his children and he does not care. His father's grave and his children's birthright are forgotten. He treats his mother the earth and his brother the sky as things to be bought, plundered, sold like sheep or bright beads. His appetite will devour the earth and leave behind only a desert. Contaminate your bed and you will one night suffocate in your own waste. What will happen when the buffalo are all slaughtered, the wild horses tamed? What will happen when the secret corners of the forest are heavy with the scent of many men, when the view of the ripe hills is blotted by talking wires? What will happen when we say goodbye to the swift pony and the hunt? When the last red man and woman have vanished with their wilderness, and their memory is only a shadow of a cloud moving across the prairie, will the shores and forests still be there? Will there be any spirit of my people left? It will be the end of living and the beginning of survival. We love this earth as a newborn loves its mother's heartbeat. If we sell you our land, care for it as we have cared for it. Hold in your mind the memory of the land as it is when you receive it. Preserve the land and the air and the rivers for your children's children and love it as we have loved it. The earth is our mother. What befalls the earth befalls all the sons and daughters of the earth.
There you go. So, 3 years after that, I think he was starving and sick. But this was a primitive Indians, isn't that what they say? Primitive people. That's pretty powerful stuff, man. I mean, if you know, as a human, when you just sort of digest that and you look at what he said, that's pretty incredible stuff. how we treat the environment around us. And when you listen to that and you look at what they're doing to this country in Australia and how they're burning it, you see that these people have no values, they have no morals, they have no empathy, and they have no dignity, and they have no shame. They're like a serial killer. Are you going to try and convince a serial killer who's captured you and got you in his cellar to not kill you? How are you going to do that? These people are like that. You can't reason with them. They're psychopathic. They're narcissists. And the people behind this burning of this country, that's what they are. So it's unbelievable. When I'm hearing all these stories now in the media, how they're just chucking it in now, fires are starting because of lightning strikes. Isn't that unbelievable? That's what they're saying in the media. There's just, it's a bit of a shame out there. Lightning strikes are just starting more fires now. As they mock the Australian people and burn our land. Absolutely unbelievable to put their speed rails in, to bring in their Agenda 21, to bring in their new climate change agenda, religion, to bring in a new way of life for us. They just get rid of this old life to implement the new one. So incredible changes coming to this country big time. So, as I said at the start, I don't know if people are aware of or will be ready to accept what's coming. I might just have a look at some information here. I've gone through it a little bit before, but I think it's important to go over. I think this is pretty incredible information. It was the United Nations 2030 Agenda Decoded, so a blueprint for the global enslavement of humanity under the boot of corporate masters, under companies, under corporations. They're just going to use us to make more money, and they're going to make us feel guilty about that, but they're also going to make us want to do it because we want to protect the planet. You see what I mean? This is this sort of deeper feelings that we have in us as most human beings do, where we deeply do care for the planet and we want to protect it. So they're using that, they're twisting that around to make us feel guilty and take our money at the same time. So that shows you these people have no values or morals, absolute psychopaths. And I thought this was a good paper by Mike Adams, the health ranger. It was one of his popular ones, and I thought this was very well done. So we could just sort of cover it now a little bit, why not, just to sort of go over, and a lot of it does match up. I'll get it up here, so I guess a look, make sure, yeah, there we go. So this was published, an important article published about the Agenda 2030 article. So this is the UN launches a blueprint for a new world order, as well. So all done through the big corporations and money masters and bankers and all of this, a lot of money behind this, I'm thinking, to control humanity and right down to how we think. So the article references the United Nations Agenda 2030 blueprint document that people can find online. It's from the United Nations, this kind of sustainable future that they want for all of us. They want to just cradle us there and give us a little, let us suckle like babies. They want to look after us, the UN. Okay, so that this is sustainable development around the world. That's what it's pushing, and that's and as I said, just this one is so huge. Sustainable development. This is them building a lifestyle or a life around us that they think's best for us. We're gonna have no opinions here. And how can they do that without people buying into global warming and countries implementing the whole global warming system? So the document describes nothing less than a global government takeover. So it's not really a government takeover, I would say. It's really through corporations and money. That's all, and it's just, big corporations and big people with money making more money, that's all it is. So across the planet, they're going to make nations. The goals of this document are nothing more than a code words for a corporate government takeover, a fascist agenda that will imprison humanity in a devastating cycle of poverty while enriching the world's most powerful corporations. And that's a really good point. I think so. They're just they're going to make more money and get more powerful. So in the interest of helping to wake up humanity, they've decided here to translate the 17 most important points of the 2030 agenda, which are important points, and kind of translate them. So give you the points and then go over what they think that they really mean. And I think this is an important article. So there's a translation here that I can go through now. So the translation of the UN's Agenda 2030 blueprint for globalist government is the goal one is to end poverty in all its forms everywhere. That's what they're saying in the United Nations document, to end poverty everywhere. Are you seeing the end of poverty anywhere on this planet? Or would you think that in many parts of the world it's getting more extreme? So another front. So the translation they've put here is put everyone on government welfare, food stamps, housing subsidies and handouts that make them obedient slaves to the global government. Never allow people upward mobility to help themselves. Instead, teach mass victimization and obedience to a government that provides monthly allowance, money for basic essentials like food and medicine. Label it ending poverty. So interesting point. I don't know about the government stuff. I think, as I said, they're just corporations. I think the government are like just actors, and that's just they're just set up there to drain your attention away. So goal two is to end hunger, achieve food security and improve nutrition and promote sustainable agriculture. So the translation, invade the entire planet with GMOs and Monsanto's patented seeds while increasing the use of deadly herbicides under the false claim of increased output of food crops. So we've had that for a long time now, where they've been saying that these new GMO seeds are going to, they're going to put out more food for people and more crops and all of this. So we've been going through that for a while. So engineer genetically modified plants to boost specific vitamin chemicals while having no idea of the long-term consequences, of course. And the genetic pollution of cross-species genetic experiments and carried out openly in fragile ecosystems. So again, no respect for the earth and no idea how the earth really functions and operates. Just poisoning the well, poisoning your own bed, really. But as long as they make money. So ensure in goal three, healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. So translation to mandate 100+ vaccines for all children and adults, threatening parents with arrest and imprisonment. And we've almost got to that point in Australia in some cases. So unbelievable, all the new vaccine laws that have come through. And this was put up quite a while ago. And so we are seeing this whole big vaccine push in Australia, and we're seeing more and more vaccines being added to the schedule for children to take, and children and families being forced to do this and discriminated against as well, and parents being treated like child abusers for not vaccinating their children, and their children being locked out of any education and childcare as well. So push heavy medication use on children because they're going to be made sick, of course, and teens, while rolling out screening programs, call mass medication prevention programs and claim they improve health of the citizens. So we see that as well, that their medication is helping you to prevent illness, but they're really poisoning you at the same time, and they're making you thank them for it. So goal four, ensure inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning and opportunities for everyone. Translation, push a false history and a dumbed-down education under Common Core education standards that produce obedient workers rather than independent thinkers. Never let people learn real history, or else they might realize they don't want to repeat it, or they might wake up, right? Unbelievable. So goal five, achieve gender equality, of course, and empower all women and girls. Translation, criminalize Christianity, marginalize heterosexuality and families, demonize males, of course, that's all happening now, and promote the LGBTQ agenda everywhere. That's also happening in this country, of course. The real goal is never equality, but rather the marginalization and shaming of anyone who expresses any male characteristics whatsoever. The ultimate goal is to feminize society and demonize the male figure and the father figure as they smash the family unit to pieces, creating widespread acceptance of gentle obedience, along with the self-weakening ideas of communal property and sharing everything, because only male energy has the strength to rise up against oppression and fight for human rights. The suppression of male energy is key to keeping the population in a state of dumbed-down obedience. Goal 6, ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. So, of course, we're going through this in Australia in a moment. At the moment, with our water, they've got us under heavy water restrictions. They're threatening people for using a hose and all of this. And so there's all these new water wars coming in this country as the big corporations take all our water and the big bottling water companies take all our water as well. You know, I'm wondering where this is going to go for the average person and the average household. Think about that when these new laws come in regards to global warming, all the millions of laws that are going to come in. It's going to be like a spider's web. Think of what that's going to mean for water and how much you pay for water and what you can access as well. So as big companies seize control of Australia's water supplies. So allow powerful corporations to seize total control of the world's water supplies and charge monopoly prices to build new water delivery infrastructure that ensures availability. You won't be able to get water without them, and you'll have to pay them more because you're going to be taxed more. So really, the global warming hoax is really just a ginormous way to tax people. As I said, it's a business model. That's what it is. This is how you have to see it. So goal 7 is to ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable and modern energy for all. Translation: penalize coal, gas and oil while pushing doomed to fail green energy subsidies to brain dead startups headed by friends of the White House, who all go bankrupt in 5 years or less. The green startups make for impressive speeches and media coverage, but because these companies are led by corrupt idiots rather than capable people, they always go broke, and the media hopes you don't remember all the fanfare surrounding their original launch. Goal 8 is to promote sustained, inclusive and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment and decent work for all. So the translation here with this one is regulate small businesses out of existence, which is what's happening all over the place with government mandated minimum wages that bankrupt entire sectors of the economy, force employers to meet hiring quotas of LGBT workers. That's happening in Australia while mandating wage tiers under a centrally planned work economy dictated by the government to destroy free market economics and deny permits and licenses to those companies that don't obey government dictates. We're getting that in Australia as well. Everywhere. Goal 9 is to build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, and foster innovation. Translation: put nations into extreme debt with the World Bank, spending debt money to hire corrupt American corporations to build large-scale infrastructure projects that trap developing nations in an endless spiral of debt. See the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins to understand the details of how this scheme has been repeated countless times over the last several decades. Goal 10, reduce inequality within and among countries. So translation: punish the rich, the entrepreneurs and the innovators, confiscating nearly all gains by those who choose to work and excel, redistribute and confiscated wealth to the masses of non-working human parasites that feed off a productive economy while contributing nothing to it, all while screaming about equality. Goal 11, make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient and sustainable. Translation: ban all gun ownership by private citizens, concentrating guns into the hands of obedient government enforcers who rule over an unarmed, enslaved class of impoverished workers. Criminalize living in most rural areas. That's what we're having in Australia. Will we see that? Will they criminalize living in most rural areas, or make it so heavily taxed and hard to do that people won't do it anymore? by instituting a Hunger Games-style protected areas, which the government will claim are owned by the people, even though no people are allowed to live there, force all humans into densely packed, tightly controlled smart cities where they are under 24/7 surveillance and subject to easy manipulation by the government. And I think, you know, it's sad to say this, but maybe, you know, our grandparents and our fathers and us, I know me, we're all horrified. But, you know, I look at modern day children and how attached they are to technology and their phones and everything and all these smart homes and how good they are at technology, and they just love it. I mean, most young people, they're just all day, I've gone over and over this, they're just glued to these screens. And I think this is going to be a better system maybe, or an easier system for them to survive in, because they're so addicted to their technology. And so, you know, they're going to fall into this system maybe quite easily and understand it and identify with it more than dinosaurs like us will. And I'm still in my 40s, but, you know, I'm a dinosaur when I see these young people and 17-year-olds and 16-year-olds. I was out today seeing these young kids. They're just on the phone all day and they look like they're 14 years old. It's unbelievable. They're just absolutely hooked on these phones. They're hooked into the technology. They've been connected in. They're saturated with it. They're addicted with it. It owns them. It has become them. They have become the technology. And in the future that's coming down the line, you know, there will only be work, with technology. All the old jobs are just going to die off, you know, as well. So goal 12 is to ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns. So translation, begin levying punitive taxes on the consumption of fossil fuels and electricity, forcing people to live under conditions of worsening standards of living that increasingly resemble third world conditions. Use social influence campaigns in TV, movie and social media to shame people who use gasoline, water or electricity. Establishing a social construct of ninnies and dobbers and tattletales who rat out their neighbours in exchange for food credit rewards. So we're really creating in Australia a dobbing culture where people will dob you in over everything, you know. Little tattletales who are only too happy to bend over, spread eagle for the system and get butt slammed. They love it. They can't get enough. Goal 13, take urgent action to combat climate change and its impact. So translation, set energy consumption quotas on each human being and start punishing or even criminalizing lifestyle decisions that exceed energy usage limits set by governments. Isn't that interesting? I mean, this is all, like, you gotta read the lines here, read between the lines here as well, you know. Okay, they might blow some of this up, but, you know, they're just translating a document from the United Nations and Agenda 2030 in their own words. And that's really interesting, you know, set energy consumption quotas on each human being and start punishing or even criminalizing lifestyle decisions that exceed energy usage limits set by the government, see? And that's what people understand, you know, after these fires die down and this all goes away, we're going to get mountains and mountains and mountains of new rules and legislation coming into this country. You're not going to be able to get to the end of it. It's going to be like a room of smashed mirrors. It's coming, man. It's coming. It's going to be everywhere you look. I mean, how are you going to escape this? And this is what they're going to do. How are you going to drive a car? Are you going to allowed to have a car? Are you going to be allowed to have a normal car? Are you going to be allowed to have a car that's more than 5 years old? Are you going to have new smart cars? Are you going to have new smart white goods? You know, and all of this, I mean, everything, you know, they want to know what's in that bucket in the back of your shed. You know, they want you to open up and they want to know what's in that bucket in the back of your shed, and whatever's in there, they want you to pay taxes on it. They want to know why you're putting on your gardening gloves and why you're planting tomatoes in your back garden. Are they tomatoes? What are you planting? You're planting tomatoes? We want to tax you on that. They want to know what you're thinking. They want to know what you're dreaming. They want to put their fingers into your minds. They want this whole thing is about complete, absolute and utter surveillance and control of every single facet of our lives. That's what global warming is. They can't build and they can't introduce Agenda 2030 without global warming. So the global warming is a huge part of this business model that's coming in, that's going to be implemented. And it's all going to be done in order to protect us and to make everything sustainable. That's how they do it. To protect families, to protect communities, to protect the environment, to protect us from ourselves and make everything more livable and easily. That's easy. That's how they do it. It's all done for your benefit. They do it for your sake. That's how they get away with it. It's unbelievable. They're doing it to protect you. So that's pretty unbelievable. And I think this is all going to happen. I think all the smart goods and TVs and electrical devices that people have, this is as this overtakes our lives. And that's what I said before, this Agenda 2030 and smart city system that we're going to be living with, what our children are going to be living in, it's going to be so different. And I think it's all going to be about technology and everything's going to be smart. And as most of the world's populations are going to be put like bees around these hive cities, you know, they're all going to be smart. Everything's going to be smart. Everything's going to be interconnected and everyone's going to be monitored and watched. Everything that you do, that's what these smart cities are for. And so that's why they're these fires are happening. It's the bigger picture. You've got to look at it. Don't just look at the fire burning things. You've got to look at why it's being done and what's going to happen, what's going to come from this. And that's what's going to come. And, you know, who cares about the environment? Who cares about trees and animals and communities, fishing communities down the bloody coast when you've got smart cities coming and trillions of dollars on the line here? Think about it. They don't care about those people burning, okay? Because this is the big picture, man. This is what's coming, the smart cities and the smart way of living and this whole new social media construct system where we're all going to be intertwined in this spider's web of life, and it's all going to be digital and wireless. That's why they're implementing the 5G. Everything, they're going to be looking through our thoughts and molding and shaping the way that we think. This is going to be like social credit scores and how you are, if you're a good citizen or not, just like in China. China's just a testing case as well. People believe in the Chinese government? Come on, man. It's the same as here. China's a test case as well. They're testing on billions of people. This is the hand of absolute force. This is how you control a billion people. That's what they're saying in China. Bang, man, that is brute power. And as we say, you got to give these people respect for being able to do that. You know, my God. But this way of thinking is coming to all of us. This absolute control over everything they do. And the trick of it, and the amazing thing here, is they're going to make us want it, and they're going to make us enjoy it, and they're going to make us police ourselves. So it's the ultimate form of control, and it really is Stockholm Syndrome on steroids. So that was a really interesting point, I think, there. And as it is, force masses of the public into transit situations and fast trains and all of this, and where you'll have microchips on you or something like that, you know, you won't be able to drive a car to work. You just won't be able to use cars. And if you do, they'll be so expensive and so highly taxed that it will be, you know, it will be much harder. You won't be able to have cars around cities, I'm telling you. And they'll just make it really hard, right down to your driver's license and also travel and all of this and having a passport and going overseas. Everything's going to change, folks, to save the environment and protect the environment from you, because you're destroying it because of this climate change hoax. So they've got this incredible business plan and business model, but they've made you, the human being, feel guilty about it. How incredible is that? Because I've spoken to people just the other day. They feel guilty about it and they want this. Isn't that an amazing business model, to actually make people want it, to actually make people want enslavement? That's, you know, that doesn't happen overnight, man. That takes a long time to get human beings obedient like that. So goal 14, conserve and sustainably use the ocean, seas and marine resources for sustainable development, translate, ban all open fishing ocean on the ocean, plunging the food supply into an extreme shortage and causing runaway food price inflation that puts even more people into economic desperation, criminalize the operation of private fishing vessels, and place all ocean fishing operations under the control of government central planning, only allow favored corporations to conduct ocean fishing operations, and make this decision based entirely on which corporations give the most campaign contributions to the corrupt lawmakers. So it's all a corporation, isn't it? Those who pay the corporations more money will get more rewards. That's how life is. And if you like to go out there and throw a fishing rod in the ocean, well, those days are coming to an end, I assure you. Goal 15 is to protect, restore, and promote sustainable use of terrestrial ecosystems, sustainably manage forest and combat deforestations, and halt reversed land degradation and halt biodiversity loss. So the translation is roll out Agenda 21 and force humans off the land, that's happening in Australia, and into controlled smart cities. Criminalize private land ownership, including ranches and agricultural tracts. Tightly control all agricultural through a corporate corrupted government bureaucracy. Those policies are determined almost entirely by Monsanto. We don't know about this company anymore, what's going on there, but it's like a cancer. It spreads, and they're like shapeshifters while being rubber stamped by the USDA. So he's talking about the United States here. Ban wood stoves, rainwater collection, and home gardening in order to criminalize self-reliance and force total dependence on the government. That's a big one there. There you go, you know. They've been wanting to do this for a long time, and there you go. That's a pretty incredible statement. They're just going to make it impossible for you to do anything for yourself out on the land and have a private kind of quiet life. That's what they're going to do until you just move out and succumb. You know, they're just going to make it, and it's not now, it's going to be stealth. It's just going to gradually grow and grow and grow. Goal 16, promote peaceful and inclusive societies for sustainable development, like retirement communities or something. Provide access to justice for all and build effective, accountable, and inclusive institutions at all levels. It's like a Twilight Zone. Translation, grant legal immunity to illegal aliens and protected minority groups, which will be free to engage in any illegal activity, including openly calling for the mass murder of police officers because they are the new protected class in society. That's happening in Australia. They're bringing in these Africans into parts of the country. They're causing chaos, and they're allowed to stay. Inclusive institutions means granting favorable tax structures and government grants to corporations that hire LGBT workers. That's happening in Australia. You get more favoritism by the corporations through the government if you hire LGBTQ workers or whatever groups are currently in favor with the central planners. Use the IRS, this is in America, and other federal agencies to selectively punish unfavorable groups with punitive audits and legislation and harassment, I guess, all while ignoring the criminal activities of favored corporations that are friends, I guess, with the big corporations, big money masters. So goal 17 is to strengthen the means of implementation and revitalize the global partnership for sustainable development. I've heard that heaps here, sustainable development. Translation, enact global trade mandates that override national laws while granting unrestricted imperialism powers to companies. So all these big companies that we know of, especially the big cola companies and the big pharmaceutical companies, which are above the law and untouchable, pass global trade pacts that bypass a nation's lawmakers. We don't have any lawmakers in Australia. They're all bought and sold actors, and override intellectual property laws to make sure the world's most powerful corporations maintain total monopolies over drugs, seeds, chemicals, and technology, nullify national laws, and demand total global obedience to trade agreements authored by powerful corporations and rubber stamped by the United Nations. So interesting. That's just a little bit there. That's just a small bit, and I'm going way over time. You can see I've gone way over time tonight, and I have more. I have more articles here that I can save up here about global warming. That global warming is a scam, and it's a scheme to redistribute wealth, and that's what people need to understand. There's no science behind this. It's a scam on the human being. We're being scammed, and they're just gonna tax us. They're gonna tax us even after we die. They're gonna milk us dry now, and they're gonna make us, as I said, feel guilty for it. So that's what it's all about. I got a whole bunch here. You know that I haven't been able to go out over tonight about global warming, but I will do so on the next show. I'll just continue to go through this, because the thing is, people can say that this is conspiracy theory and you wear a tinfoil hat, but I'm in Australia on the ground, and I'm watching everything that's happening, and I can see all of this stuff coming true. That's the thing. So am I crazy? I can see what's happening. You know, I can see that, okay, a lot of this writing might be blown up a little bit, but, you know, at the end of the day, if they're offering some truths but steering people away with others or whatever it is, I don't know, but I don't care, because I can see that a lot of this stuff that I've just read out is happening, and it's going to happen, and it's happening more in this country. This is perfect. Everything that I just read out is either happening in Australia or it's planned to happen. It's planned to happen, sorry. So it's coming down the lines. I can just see it. I can smell it. I can feel it. So it's right there. You know, all of this. So I'm not crazy. I'm not making it up. You know, I can see it with my own eyes. And what's going to be interesting as people go back to sleep after all these fires, I really want to watch to see what happens with these rail networks. Are we going to see anything at all? I think it's really important that we watch that, just to monitor all that stuff. But it's going to be very interesting in 2020, doing this podcast, because you know, I really want to watch when all this dies down after these terrible, horrific fires in this country. I'm wondering what's going to happen and what they're going to start announcing. You wait for it, and what you're going to see on the news, and the fake prime ministers and the actors are all going to get up there and start with the Greens, and they're all going to start implementing these draconian rules and regulations. There's going to be a whole conga line of them, and they're going to just come in incrementally. They're not going to bring them all in one go. It's going to be just piece by piece by piece, and I'm going to count every single thing. Every domino that falls, I'm going to try and count and just keep up with. But as I said, there's so much to keep up with. I can't keep up with it all personally. I feel like my mind's going to explode. So that's why I have the website, and I just plug in here and do these shows. All good. Anyway, I'll have to leave it at that. I'll just welcome the new members there. Thanks for plugging in. Great to have you on board. When you're on the website, when you're on the normal website, the rest of the public are on every day. You can stay on there, of course, and listen to all the podcasts that I'm doing and get the articles. But you can also go up to the under the Kras Files logo on the website, and there's a little blue members there, and you can touch on that, and it brings down a drop down menu, so it's everything's in there, and you can log in and log out there. But you can also go into the members lounge if you would like to go in there. We created that as an area where people could go into, and that was my idea, to pull people in that enjoy and appreciate what I'm doing here, who are on the same wavelength, can go into that members area and listen to the shows and get some stuff in there, and then go to and fro from the website or whatever. And also on your right, you can see subscribe to the podcast through Apple Podcasts, Android, and that. But if you click the email one, then you can subscribe by email, and you'll get notified that way when I put up new ones, because I'm pretty random and I just chuck them up there. So, you know, doing what I can. Thanks for listening. Great to be here. Stay safe, stay sane, and we'll chat again soon.